Live from Liverpool, we don't need to talk about ghosts with Kevin Eustace.
And here we are, the day, Friday. The people in the car, Kevin and...
Becca.
Hooray. My hairstyle can only be described as exciting. What do you think?
So it has definite curls, doesn't it?
Yeah, I use the curling tongs, you see, that's kind of why.
Well...
It's not
really.
I'm never.
You used the curling tongs the other day, and it wasn't curly. You just used it to give it volume the other day.
Yeah, to be honest, I've curled the fringe. I think that's the mistake here, and it's gave me this like little
Shirley Temple
weak conductor sort of fringe. As in, like, I look like.
What do you mean a weak conductor?
As in, like, you know, who was it? What did we watch the other day? And there was a fella who had like a hair island, as Bob Mortimer calls it. You know, like where it's bald and behind the front of the fringe. But there's still like a little lump of fringe at the front, like a unicorn's horn.
Right.
And it was often skew-if. It was, in fact, I'll tell you what it was. It was Ricky Gervais's Afterlife Season 2, and it was the theatre director. You know, where he had that little like unicorn quiff of hair, but he was bald behind it. That's what this looks like, but I'm not bald, right. Ladies and gentlemen. I'm not bald.
I don't think I noticed his hair. Yeah, no, you're certainly not bald.
There's definitely something that can be done with this. It's got so much potential,
know,
but it just looks fucking awful. Pardon my French.
No, it doesn't look awful, but I do agree with you. I think there's got to be a low-maintenance style that will just work for you.
It proper affects my mental health, my hair. Because it's got the potential to make me feel like a superhero. But 9 times out of 10, I feel like people look at me and go, ha, 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 let's set fire to him. Anyway, enough about my hair. It's Friday. That can only mean one thing. We're off to deliver our posh drugs.
And by posh drugs, Kevin means
food. Yes. The poshest of drugs. But issue one is getting out of the car park. Now, I experienced some trouble with this. Basically, we've got a double gate to get in and out of the car park of the apartment.
There you go.
And its remote control worked. I couldn't get out of it last time, but Becca... Seamlessly there. Pretty good, well done. You've done this before, I see.
I have.
Sam would call you a pro. Not a prostitute.
Why would you clarify that?
Well, when we were kids, we used to call prostitutes pros.
Did you?
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
It didn't mean professional. I mean, we were about six. I hardly think six.
Well, does it not mean prostitute? P-R-O, no.
Pro, yeah, that's... Well, yeah. That's
well, what, so why would you say we used to call prostitutes pros? It didn't mean professional.
Yeah, as
well,
in, like,
I don't think it did. I thought it stood for prostitute.
Yeah. Pro, prosy, you know, you get the gist. So we're off. And we all, we're used to this routine now, aren't we, ladies and gentlemen? We know that we're about to go up to the main charity area.
Yep.
Where we can say, please, can you pack our car full of food? So me and Becca can tour the city streets of Liverpool.
Oh, it's exciting news for me today, isn't it? Because yesterday I got the t-shirt.
Oh yeah, Becca's now an official charity champion person.
I am. I've got the charity t-shirt, so I'm now an official charity representative.
Yep.
So I go, hi, I'm Becca, on behalf of the charity. Here you go.
Yeah, very good. And I, of course, don't. So I'm dressed in all black to remind them of the frailty of life, which I think every charity needs.
Don't you think?
You know, Becca, I noticed that the Euro Millions hasn't been won again.
Really?
Yeah. When are you going to pull your finger out and win this bloody lottery?
I tried this week.
53 million it's on.
That'll do. Are you sure? Because last week before I put it on, I thought it was 55.
No, maybe it has been won then. I've just heard them announce, and they said a massive...
But you can't see it. I've gone up 53.
I'm sure it ended in three, whatever they said.
It could be 63.
It could be 63. You know what, Becca? It could be 63. Let me check. Because we're going to win it tonight. I got a good feeling. Euro Millions, let me see. 63 million, you were right. Oh, and here we are. The usual carnage begins with people trying to get to the charity.
So there's a queue, which is fine. We're in a rush,
aren't we? No, we're in no rush. But you need to pull over like this guy did so that other cars can get past if they need to.
Okay. What's that rattling around in the back? I don't know. Did you hear it? There's something loose in there.
There's lots loose. We've got the car seats.
Well, there's one noisy thing that's loose. I'll have to find it.
You got one of...
So here we are. We've got a few minutes.
What do you know?
These other cars will be loading, and then that lorry will probably get out and give that lorry a hand loading up as well. And then there's a car in front of us, and then it'll be out.
I must say, although this haircut's rather strange looking, it is a very what you'd expect from a charitable person, isn't it? You'd expect someone with this haircut to come rocking up to your door with a food parcel.
I don't think so.
They look like they're trying to get into. He's just let you go, but I think that's because. What's he trying to motion? You know, I hate drivers.
He was indicating, right? Well, yeah. The problem was there. So we're queuing up to get into the left-hand, like, little alley where the thing is. And he was indicating, he's in front of us, and he's indicating into that same alley. So yeah. We were, like, giving him space, and he's, like, indicating, do you want to go first? And I was thinking, oh, but no, if he's loading up, he can go first. Oh, you know, if he's just wants to get through, and we're all blocking him.
Yeah, long story short, he was indicating the wrong way, wasn't he?
Yeah, he shouldn't have been indicating at all. He should have been going down.
Wallies.
Anyway.
Human beings, man, sometimes they're not worth the salt.
There we go.
They're made of. Yeah, so what do you know?
Very exciting day.
Why?
Why is it a very exciting day? Because it's Eurovision Eve.
Eurovision Eve.
I mean, obviously, technically it's not because Eurovision's cancelled. But
yeah.
It is in a way because there's still going to be Eurovision celebrations.
Yes,
so
there
we still
is.
Get to see all the songs. That's the important thing.
Yeah.
So from our point of view, nothing's really changed apart from there's no winner announced.
We can
we'll
still
just
judge.
Decide our own winner.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you may recall, if you've been a fan of the show for a long time, that when Eurovision comes around, me and Becca get pretty excited.
We do. It's a thing. It's a whole thing.
It is a thing, yeah. And you know who's one of the listeners to the show who's a big Eurovision fan as well?
Sue Wright.
Sue Wright is, yeah, one of our good friends. Also Jay Adams from
okay.
From Australia. He's a huge fan of Eurovision.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think it's a Commonwealth thing. Is it a Commonwealth thing? Are Australia even still in the Commonwealth? I've no idea. No one really keeps tab of the Commonwealth.
Australia were in Eurovision the other year, weren't they?
Yes.
Which to everyone's
confusion. No, they
confusion.
Still are, yeah. They're now
are they again?
They're now
is that it? That, yeah, it wasn't just a one-off?
No, they're
forever.
Just in that.
We still never quite worked out why, did we?
Well, yes. I think there was I'm sure there was some sort of, like, I don't know whether you have to pay into a charity or something, but or whether you win a vote or something. Okay. Or whether it is a Commonwealth thing, in which case Canada should be in there too.
Well, no, it can't just be a Commonwealth thing, because otherwise they'd have been in it years ago.
Isn't it mad, the Commonwealth?
Yeah, I know.
Is it just a nice way of saying the British Empire, still?
Yeah, yeah, literally, yeah.
Bloody
just
hell.
Went and claimed it. Oh, by the way, our Queen's your Queen now.
There's only America.
Sing the national anthem.
I mean, to be fair, though, you know, they've still... I don't know whether... Yeah, this is the thing, because I'm pretty sure Australia have, like, a National Health Service. Canada have a National Health Service. And as an English person or a British person, I will say the National Health Service is the greatest gift to humanity.
Absolutely.
And it baffles me that Americans don't have it. It really does.
It seems abhorrent.
It seems abhorrent that your level of care on a medical sense is based on your wealth.
Yeah.
It's just fucking beyond mind-blowing. We don't know how lucky we are. We never grew up in that society, have we, really?
No.
It's like my mate moved to Colorado, and he's been there about a decade now. And he said his health premiums, or his health insurance, is more than his rent now.
What?
Yeah. So, which is just absolutely insane.
Do you mean premiums? Do you mean what he's paying for health insurance?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah. And even then, there's an excess, and there's all this carry on. I think he had an operation on his knee, and it totaled to about 30 grand.
Tremendous. Yeah, no, the NHS.
But it's ours is just free.
Is a jewel.
It is a jewel.
And if it's sold off, I'm going to really get upset.
If it gets sold off, there'll be riots. Mm. And unfortunately, if anyone's injured in the riots, they won't be able to afford healthcare.
But yeah, back to Eurovision.
Eurovision.
So for those who haven't listened to that one episode when we discussed it, should we tell them what we do?
I think they know what we do by now. If you don't, what we do? Go on, you give them a quick synopsis.
Okay, the quickest synopsis I've got is we get ridiculously dressed up, as in, like, I wear a floor-length
gown. Yeah, we don't
get
dressed up as dinosaurs. Or
no, like, I wear a floor-length gown. Kev wears a tie and everything, shirt.
All right,
floor-length like,
gown, a tie. I mean, I wear a suit.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Not just a tie.
Exactly. We get, like, European food.
I can't believe I'm getting angry. Becca, I wear a suit when there's no one else around.
Becca, tell them I wear a suit. We get loads of nice food, like preferably European themes, like tapas-y,
yes,
Italian, French, anything like
yep.
that. And
wine,
we sit down, we
nice
make
wine.
Yep, some nice wine, and we sit down, we make a big thing of it. We judge it ourselves.
Yep.
So we each do a scoreboard. We basically pretend we're judges. Kev announces me as I walk
yep.
in. I
you
announce him
up,
as he was.
You take the mic and
we applaud
me.
Each other. And yep. then we sit there and mark them all. Kev always tries to overcomplicate the judging format by having like 8 different categories.
No.
I've limited you to like 3 or 4.
You know, no. Do you ever right, ladies and gentlemen? Why do we keep saying ladies and gentlemen like I'm a crappy 60s compere? Ladies and gentlemen.
No, ladies
gentlemen.
And gentlemen. No, let me
ladies
tell
gentlemen.
You. Let
have
me
you
tell
ever
noticed? Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you.
Did I tell you? My mother-in-law. No, basically, if you ever played boy-girl, as a child. It might have a different name, boy, girl, in America. But basically, tell me what the name of this game is wherever you're from. In England, it was called, well, in Liverpool, it was called boy, girl. Mm-hmm. And what you would do, you'd have a piece of paper each, and you'd choose topics. So you'd have, like, boys' names, girls' names, places, films, songs. And you'd put them as topics at the top, and you'd draw lines down. And then someone would say, start the alphabet, so they'd say A, and they say the rest in the head. You tell them to stop, and they go like P, and then you all had to write down a boy's name of P, girl's name of P.
How is this relevant? Film,
because that's how I like to do the scoring. So I like to have many a topic.
But it's too many. Like at one point, you literally had like stage presence. Yeah. I was like, no. Yeah. So we have song and performance, and like one other is fine. Really, you don't need all
song
these.
Performance and one other.
Yeah.
Right, there's the head of the charity now. He's looking at you with your T-shirt on. And says, "Is another army member?"
Yeah.
So I think it's time that we close this session, and next time you're us, we'll be on our way. Okay, and we have collected our goods, haven't we?
Yes, and we're back.
We've met the big honcho of the posh drugs, and like
stop
the Ozarks.
Stop the posh drugs now. Like enough now. That joke's old. And stop it.
Fair enough. Consider myself telt, as my nan would say. My nan used to say telt instead of told. If you've been told off, it was very specific to being told off.
She had a lot of weird linguistic quirks, you know.
She did. Should we go over some of them?
No.
Yeah, I think we should. So she'd say...
Is she back all right?
Yeah. She'd say, consider yourself telt.
Telt.
That would mean you've been told off.
Yeah.
She also said, either way the cat jumps.
Yeah. Which it took a while for you to admit that to me, that it actually meant either way the cat jumps, it dies.
Yeah.
I was rather horrified at that when I found
out. Either way the cat jumps means is... If you say, should we do this or should we do that, it means it's going to have the same outcome. So that's either way the cat jumps, it dies. But my nan would say, either way the cat jumps.
I don't think it meant either way it jumps, it dies. I just think it meant either way it jumps.
Okay. And funny enough, when Becca was talking to my sister about these Eustace sayings, it brought out another one, which was amazing, didn't it? Becca went to my sister, to our Catherine. This either way the cat jumps, I just don't understand it.
And I didn't say that. I've never said I don't understand it.
I'm just dead thick.
I understood instantly the meaning behind it, but it's just a phrase that you've never heard because it's not a phrase in common parlance.
And our Catherine said, it's like, it means the same as anyway, either way the mop flops.
Yeah. She said, yeah, it's just like either way the mop flops, isn't it? Like,
which was another one which we hadn't heard.
Guess
what's happened, ladies and gentlemen? If you're used to these Friday ones, then you'll know it's a road closure.
Of course it is. Right, out.
Not even, there's no diversion. It's just like, it's closed.
Can you get around that way?
You can try.
No, it's blocked.
Well, this is just magnificent.
Right, well, what do we do here?
You could go down Renshaw Streetways. Is this yet another human being who... is looking lost with these road closures.
No,
I think she's sorry. Becca doing a Yui in the middle of the road there, like a big gangster.
Well, how else would you
I'm
do?
Just gonna spin it, lad. I'm just gonna spin it, and then I'll find all the gangsters. That's what you say, isn't it?
And the pedal, put the metal to the floor.
Put the metal to the floor. Yes.
Did you say what the phrase was?
What phrase?
Your sister's phrase.
Yes, either way the mop flops.
Either way the mop flops, yeah. Rather ridiculous.
There are many, and there's some that I forget, but they crop up, don't they, and you're like, it's not a saying.
Yeah.
Like, it is.
I think.
We're just going past the Irish Centre here, where, I think I may have told you this before, but where, as a youth, my nan, it's a nan-heavy episode, isn't it? Used to take us there after Sunday Mass, we'd go to the Irish Centre, and because I was led to believe that it was a cool thing to do, I used to collect... prayer medals. little silver medals on a blue string.
Bless.
With a prayer attached to them, and I'd be like, oh, you got the Virgin Mary, oh. Swap you for two.
So did each like character have its own prayer?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You got two Virgin Marys, I'll swap you for a Columbus.
Wow.
Yeah, those were the days. All the other lads collected football stickers, you know. Not I. Me in the Irish Centre, first one through the doors, run into the shop. Have you got any Virgin Marys in? No, sorry, we all sold out last week. Come on. I ain't meant to maintain some sort of Catholic collection, I would say, as a youth. So we've got an interesting a potential, haven't we? I'm not going to mention what it is, but a listener's got in touch with us aside to him. Don't look at me and shake your head.
No, we literally had the conversation yesterday about not mentioning this.
Well, I'm not
going to.
This is all I'm going to say. All I'm going to say is that if it comes off, you'll be seeing a lot more of us. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, okay. But, like, what's the point in saying that? Because it's just irritating.
It's a teaser.
Yeah, it's just irritating for anyone to listen to, so just.
It's
just annoying me, that, as a listener.
No, I'm throwing chum in the water and see what bites.
Chum?
I heard on Ozarks. On the Ozark. The Ozark? Ozark, go back and it's green light. Learn how to drive. Yeah,
it wasn't green, it was amber. That means get ready.
Well, did you get ready and
then
go?
Yes, I was getting ready.
Straight ahead, isn't it? Where
it's
are you
not what I'm doing with the synapses.
Well, you've lost the police.
That was my aim.
You've lost the popo. You've definitely gone the wrong way. Buses go down here.
Your face goes down here.
I wonder when McDonald's is going to open.
I don't know. Soon, maybe.
Burger King reopened in Warrington and there was a 2-mile tailback.
I know, it blocks a junction on the motorway.
Yeah.
How ridiculous.
Hysterical. Because you know what? Wallabacks need food.
Do they need? Need them burgers.
Need me burger.
Good job it wasn't Greg's.
Ooh, racist. Is that racist? Can you be racist towards people from Warrington? I don't know. We'll find out.
Well, it's just northern, really, isn't it? Anywhere that's north that isn't Liverpool.
Yeah.
Is, one
Greggs, for people in America, parts. Greggs is a staple of the north in England. It's basically a pastry shop, isn't it?
Like a takeaway bakery.
A takeaway bakery,
sausage rolls.
Pasties and sausage rolls and stuff like that. Yeah. But it's quick, fast food for northerners, and we love it. We love a Greggs. Oh, he's got one of them. Can you hear that? Can you hear that phone going off?
People have, like, the hands-free things, but you can hear it outside because it's so loud.
I'm sure that people must set it up wrong, you know.
I know.
There should be no way on earth that somebody taking a call in the car, we should hear every part of the other person's talk.
There was that time when it was like this woman had a speaker, wasn't it, coming out of the car, because we could hear not her side of the conversation, but whoever she was talking to, everything they said.
Like it was blaring across the street, wasn't it?
Yeah,
and you couldn't hear a thing she was saying. But then you hear, I know, Margaret, well, I told him, didn't I? That's why I told him. Yeah.
It's quite an abrasive voice, that. Can you stop
it? It is an abrasive voice, but, you know, that's what we had to deal with. I'm literally doing a perfect retelling of the story. Beautiful building there, the St. George's Hall.
It's a good building, that.
Once called the finest example of neoclassical architecture in Europe.
Yep. And we've been there the most times in the past few years in order to drink beer, because they often have beer festivals.
They have a good beer festival there, yes,
it's a great
they
beer
do.
Festival.
And you should Google that, guys, St. George's Hall. The front side of it is an exact replica, I think, of the front of the Pantheon in Rome. Pretty sure. Very pretty building, anyway.
Your friend got married there.
And my friend got married there, yes. I was his best man.
You bet. That was the one where you gave
that
a
was the
good
one where
speech.
He gave a good speech, wasn't it? Yeah. Not the one where people booed, literally booed me and told me to be quiet. Boo!
So back to Eurovision, why aren't we just making this a Eurovision dedicated episode?
Because
Eurovision.
We
Eurovision,
don't need to talk about ghosts,
Eurovision,
but we, you know, as I said, there's going to be two people interested in this.
Eurovision.
We'll have a quick segment on Eurovision. Go on. Okay. You start it, you banged on about it.
Okay, so one of the highlights, you know what we'll have to watch again to get us in the mood for Eurovision tomorrow?
Peace, Peace, Love, Love.
Yes. Guys, have you seen Peace, Peace, Right, even if you're not into Eurovision, Peace, Peace, Love, Love is so good. So
it's so good.
So the winner of one of the years, Mans...
Mans... I don't know his
Zimmer?
Surname. Zimmer? No, you're thinking of Hans Zimmer.
Yes, I probably am. Mans...
Mans something.
Anyway, he won it for Sweden one year with his song Heroes.
These are the heroes of our time.
And the next year, he was a host... and he was a brilliant host. He and another lady were hosts, two of them together. And they were excellent, weren't they? He was fantastic. But they did this like bit where they oh my god, another road closure for the love of
God. It's alright, you don't need that road.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I feel like you do.
You don't?
Okay. I'll calm down then. It's like Bulldog then.
I know, yeah.
This is bull!
This is total BS.
Okay, no fine. Yes, so they made this like bit about doing like we've taken some scientists to see like what the winning formula for Eurovision, you know, throughout all the years, all the winning songs, what is this winning formula? And we've put together
a perfect song.
Yeah, so it was like scientifically proven perfect. So Peace, it was amazing, wasn't it?
It was amazing.
Just
so like, they took all like the tropes that you'd see in Eurovision things. So if you don't watch Eurovision, like, you need to watch some of the most extreme ones. So because
like, peace is a common theme for Eurovision winners, as is love.
And like, there's things like on the stage shows that they'll have. So on this one, they were like, there's a man on a hamster wheel. Yeah. And they have these random things just going on. It's so funny. We were literally gobsmacked, like jaws to the floor, wasn't it?
Yeah, as it started, Graham Norton, who comments it, was like, this is brave. This is brave. Like, watch this. Yeah. Like, this is impressive.
It's one of the best things on Eurovision.
Yeah, and it was amazing, wasn't it?
So it was that good, yeah. So we will watch Peace, Love, Love.
I concur. Can we tell also Terry Wogan what we do?
I think we've told them, but remind them what we do for Sir Tell. I do a good Terry Wogan impression. Are you ready? Scoundrels, everyone. No.
What was that? Like the fucking doctor?
And here we have. Oh, that was quite good. Here we have. No, that was Jerry Adams. Here we have. Now go on, I can't do it, Terry. Oh, really tell.
Bad. No, you're doing it really bad.
Died anyway.
So, for those of you who don't know, so Terry Wogan was the voice, he narrated it for the BBC. So the show is hosted, but each country like shows it itself, you know. So
yeah,
people
they have
their own
hosts.
So Terry Wogan did this for years and years, like very beloved, and eventually was taken over by Graham Norton, who does it excellently.
He does. I think.
But it was like such an institution, Terry Wogan doing it, and unfortunately a few years ago Terry Wogan died. And Graham Norton said that when he took over, that when he took over, Terry Wogan gave him a piece of advice. Well, he asked Terry Wogan for a piece of advice, and Terry Wogan said, am I supposed to be in that lane?
I don't know.
Not what Terry Wogan
said. Terry Wogan didn't say, am I supposed to be in that lane?
No. But I am.
Can we just not die? I'd love it if we could stay alive.
Well, I'm
during
in the
this.
Right lane now, sure. Yet, Graham Norton asked him for a piece of advice, and Terry Wogan said, if you get. Don't have a drink until the 8th song. If you get to the 8th song and then have a drink, you'll be fine.
In other words, you won't end up too plastered to
continue. Exactly. Like, because it's a long night, in fairness. Like, there's like 40 songs of judging and that. It's a long night. So now, just before the 8th song, on everyone, Graham Norton invites the nation to raise a glass to Terry Wogan, who was, and always will be, the voice of Eurovision. And it's nice. And we do. We cheers, don't
Yes,
we? Because we're little losers.
Yeah,
stand
we do,
up,
yeah.
We cheers.
We have a drink before that.
Obviously, yeah.
We're off.
Well, we're not
at that point.
Yeah, we're not hoping.
We're nearly crying at that point for Sir Terry.
We are tears in our eyes.
I don't mind, but together, I mean, you've never seen one Eurovision with Sir Terry doing it.
I know. It was, and always will be.
Sir Terry's the best. Yeah, I've never seen one of his fucking Eurovision.
I know. What are we going to have for foods?
We're gonna have prawns of some variety.
Yeah. Do you want me to do the gambas pilpil?
Do gambas pilpil.
Do bravas.
Do bravas. Yeah, we'll have some potato thing, some fish thing. I want charcuterie board.
You want charcuterie board?
And Jesus.
Jesus Christ,
I want Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes, I do. Oh my God, and we must also say we received a parcel, didn't we?
Oh my god, this parcel. Are you not going to mention this on the main show?
I am also, but okay. I'm going to say it twice.
Just so excited,
Kate, I got a little ring on the doorbell. I was like, we never get a ring on the doorbell. So I went to the video conferencing phone. That doesn't work. And this guy went, hello, parcel for Kevin. I was like, for me? For me? Mm-hmm. So then Dad says, got it. Anyway, turns out one of our listeners in Colorado Springs, Robin, and her wonderful daughter, Gwen, have sent me, Becca, and the neighbour's cat.
Literally the second you said it, you didn't know what to do there. Okay, so send the two of us.
Send the two of us and the neighbour's cat
this parcel. Oh my god, this was the most thoughtful box I've ever seen. Like start to finish, everything in it was just the most thoughtful thing. It was like, so
we each had our own little parcel, didn't we? It's my birthday on Monday, basically. Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to you.
And it had a birthday card, it had a little card for you, lovely inscriptions on the front. I got a candle.
Personalised envelopes and everything with
the cards. Yeah, personalised envelope.
And I had a little cat on, yours had a little ghost on.
Yeah, I had a candle that you light to scare ghosts off, which was lovely.
For when you get too scared.
We got some wonderfully tasty brittle nut.
Yeah, homemade nut brittle.
Homemade nut brittle, yeah.
So nice. I took some of it, because there was loads of it. I took some of it to the charity yesterday when we were packing the hampers for the people
for
helping.
Today.
And they loved it. They were oh my God,
where
that
did
is
you get
gorgeous.
This?
Yeah. And I was like, it was sent to us.
I got a fridge magnet of Alistair Crowley.
Yeah.
So we now have the world's evilest fridge.
Yeah.
We got also other fridge magnets. You got a lovely stuffed toy.
Handmade cat. Nice, yeah. Called Boo.
Yeah.
So cute.
Oh, it turns out we're at our first delivery. So we'll give more thanks to Robin and her daughter in a bit. Well, probably on the main show. We'll move on after this. But so you'll get another thank you on the main show, Robin and Gwen. Thank you very much, you wonderful bloody people. In the meantime, I think we've arrived at our location for drop number one. Drop off one done.
Done.
Hooray. Yes, and they were very thankful. Oh, there's a magpie. Salute, salute, Jesus. How's your wife?
How'd you just say Jesus?
Good morning, Jacob. Somebody added that to my repertoire via Twitter.
No, we're not adding stuff on.
Yeah,
we are. You're already too long. We're in.
I am. It's going to get to the point where I'll see one magpie and not be able to leave. I'll be like, wait there, I've got 4 more hours to go.
Come back.
Touch both elbows, jump on a crack, eat a leaf, all that sort of stuff. All that sort of crazy stuff. So we're having takeaway tonight, aren't we? Are we?
Yes,
we are. Hooray.
We're having takeaway tonight. Are we?
I know, yeah. I thought, oh no, it's Saturday. We're not. We're having Marksies. Fucking middle class problems there.
Oh, God, we've got a stupid steak again.
I know, yeah.
No, but Saturday's Eurovision, so we're having what we've just talked about.
Oh, yeah, of course. Hooray.
We'll have to get that tomorrow.
Yes.
Yes, what do you want for takeaway tonight?
Good question, Becca. Something tasty.
Good idea.
Yeah, I don't know, I'd eat anything. It feels like, I mean, because we stopped having takeaways midweek and we kind of saving them for the weekend, I'd have anything now. I'd have like, we have 2 takeaways a weekend, don't we? One on a Friday, one on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Usually. And for the first one, I'm not asked what I'd have fried chicken, I'd have burgers. As long as I get chips, I'm not asked. Mm-hmm. I'd love that chippy that we went to the last time.
Chinese.
Good Chinese. Cracking chips. Here's an interesting story about chips. Said no one ever. Butlin's chips. When I used to go to Butlin's and Pethelly as a kid, it was some of the best memories of my life. And the chips had a specific taste to them there. And you know what? There's a chippy. Well, there's a kebab house in Liverpool called Botan. And they do Butlin's chips. And sometimes I just want them to reminisce. I just smell them and cry. It brings a tear to my eye. And the man says, please leave the shop. Nearly done an accent there, which would have been accurate, but you know, still perceived as racist, so it didn't. And on that bombshell, we've arrived at our second drop-off, so we'll speak to you in a sec.
Have you touched that while I've been out?
No, I haven't touched it.
Oh, why is it looking different?
I don't know why it's looking different, but delivery 2 has been made.
Done.
We're halfway there.
You need
there.
To let me speak, you know, did you see how much smoother that interaction was compared to when you speak?
I also caught a full glimpse of us full length. In that woman's door reflection then, and it does look like you're accompanied by death. I've got long grey hair, I'm wearing a long black coat again, black jeans, black top, and you're all sunny and bright with your white charity t-shirt on, and I'm just stood next to you going, pointing at food.
On the first drop-off, when the girl opened the door, Kev went, we're just dropping off some food.
That's like, right, isn't it?
I know, but it just sounds so weird. Like, we've just taken it upon ourselves to bring round some food. Like, it sounds so weird.
Oh,
so you need
this
to let me...
Yeah, I know. Little canal there. Yeah. Sorry, go on, yeah. What did you say then? That was so better.
Hi, is it? And then I said the name, and she said yes. And I said, we've got the food hampers from Kynes. She was like, oh, right, yeah, thank you very much. And it's just all in all a smooth interaction rather than just brought around some food.
Love. Like, do you want food? Do you eat food? Do you want them food eaters? Because if you are, we got something in common.
Put your giant head back so I can see.
How's this? There's no one on the streets due to pandemic.
Well, there's
an absolute pandemonium. Pandemonia at a junction.
Kev has very little patience at junctions. Like, if it's remotely busy at all, he's like, right, that's it, fine, Sam, they'll just live here.
I absolutely hate them. And you know what else I hate, driving-wise? Fucking them white stripe things that, like, you say, you've got to stop when someone walks
zebra
out.
Crossings,
oh,
yeah.
My God.
Zebra crossings that you legally have to stop when someone's
them.
There. He really, really resents them. No, I shouldn't have to. Like, get over it.
You know, when I didn't drive and I was on foot, the car had right away. And if I wanted to go
except at zebra crossing.
No, and if
yes.
I wanted to go anywhere, I'd press a button and I'd wait for the light to change.
No,
I wouldn't just bounce out onto this stripy piece of land and say, everyone stop.
Well, then you were missing out, and now when you were on foot, you can't you? When there's a zebra crossing. Only
when
there's a zebra crossing.
Back in my day, Becca, we didn't have zebra crossings.
Had you finished your story about chips, anyway?
Yes, I had. And it was a fascinating story, I think we can all agree.
Very good.
And the bride was fed.
Me, chips? Oh,
say no to 5G. Save your loved ones. Ooh.
People are dead against 5G, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. That was probably written by somebody who doesn't wash their hands there. You know, telling about the evils of 5G during the pandemic. There we are, that's a nice building, isn't it, for Islam & Co. Chartered Accountants.
And business advisors.
There you go, got some free plugs there.
Yeah.
Free advertising on the show. So, Becca, tell me a ghost story.
Once upon a time.
Ghost stories don't start with once upon a time.
I think stories, as a general, start with once upon a time.
No, fairy stories do.
Well, I don't know what you're offering.
I want ghost stories to start with. It was dark. It was dreary. There was a slight smell of galitos rising up through the air.
Okay. In a dark, dark street. In a dark, dark house. In a dark, dark room. In a dark, dark bed.
What was it?
There lived a skeleton.
Well, this does sound fun, I must say, but it doesn't sound scary, does it? Are you just saying funny bones?
Yes. Exactly what I'm doing.
You know what? Your exposure.
Surprised it took you so long.
Here's a thought. I think, you know, because you've got literally zero exposure to the paranormal and to.
How dare you?
What?
How dare you? Zero exposure. A co-host on a fucking ghost podcast.
Co-host is pushing.
Give me this shit.
But no, hold on. But you like.
I've done more paranormal investigations than anyone should frankly be doing.
Well, I've seen the Libertines more times than I ever thought I would.
Right, well, there we go. But I didn't say you're someone who doesn't ever see the Libertines. I haven't said your exposure to the Libertines is minimal.
That's fair enough. Well, what I mean is like, I've watched countless horror films, countless spooky stories, da-da-da.
Yeah.
Do you think, right, because you don't like scary stuff because you do get scared, do you think if we took out the part of my brain that's got all this knowledge of the paranormal and horror and spook and put it in your brain, you'd cry?
Because once again, you're too brave.
Too brave. I think we've established that I'm the brave.
No, I don't think I'd cry. Maybe I'd be better with it, because, like, in scary films, you never jump when I jump, because you know the jump's coming.
Yeah.
But even though I know the jump's coming, I still jump. I don't know why you suppress the
jump. I know,
jump,
yeah. I'm impressed by that in a way. It must be wonderful being you, being so oblivious to obviousness.
No, it's not, because I do know the jump's coming, I can tell. And I know the fake jump that you always talk about, and I know exactly when that's coming, but it still makes me jump. It's like you can know a shot's going to go off at the start of a race, but still flinch at the noise.
Well, you can, but we've discussed why that is.
Because I don't like loud noises.
You know, because you're on the spectrum.
I don't think I am on the spectrum, I just don't like loud noises. I just don't like loud noises, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, but I mean, there's a difference in not liking loud noises and cupping your ears, ducking your head and running off to a cave.
I don't run off to a cave, but I cut my ears when it's so loud on the streets. You know, sometimes the streets on the Liverpool City Centre are just ridiculous. Like, the amount of noise going
They're not. It's a standard
they
busy
are.
Street.
You know, you've got, wah, that guy with the whistle, wah, going on. You've got someone playing drums, like actual drums. Someone else, in one of them things, banging away with cymbals and that. Oh, it's just unbearable at times.
Yeah,
someone else beatboxing, which no one needs to hear on a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, and it's at these points that Becca cups her ears and runs off.
I didn't run, I do cut my ears until they're past. Do you remember that the other day? Well, it was a while ago now, pre-lockdown, when we were walking past some guy and literally as we were about to walk past, he had his trumpet and took this big inhale of breath, and you and I both like proper flinched. Me because I was scared of the noise, and you because you were scared of me flinching from the noise. And fortunately he was doing something else and he didn't quite do it, but we were like, that was close.
Yeah, that really was. I thought he was gonna go
like right in my face. Ugh. There's just no need for such loud noises.
Yeah, I must admit that no one wants a trumpet going down your ear hole. Any time of day. Day or night. This is a longer drop-off than usual, isn't it? Like, it feels like...
Yes, we've been given different postcodes now. I think it's a promotion of sorts.
I think he's got a cheek.
I'm fairly sure we should take it as a compliment.
Really? This is a promotion? Well, should we smash some eggs then so we get back to the normal route?
It's not even funny.
Well, some of us have got lives.
What else would you be doing? You'd be doing the podcast anyway. You're just doing the podcast now. It's fun.
Well, I grant you. Yeah. Fair enough. So don't forget, guys, to tune in on... Sunday, because we've got the standard ghost story episode. I mean, it feels like it shouldn't need to be said now, but there still might be people joining who think, how the frig is this about ghosts? But it's not. These are extra episodes of Waffle that we're putting out so that people can have a bit of a distraction, and we can have a bit of distraction at the same time. Yeah. So don't worry, you haven't been
That's
lied
this
to.
Is called, we don't need to talk about ghosts. The episode that you might be looking for is we need to talk about ghosts.
Yes, and they're quite easy to distinguish. One is called we don't need to talk about ghosts, and the other ones have a title in block capitals like headless horseman eats a giraffe or something like that. So yeah, God, it's warm in this car, isn't it?
Yeah, it is quite warm.
I'm gonna wind down a window.
Take off my jacket.
I'm gonna be like, what's that song? Scrub.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to be like a scrub.
A guy who thinks he's fine. What, you're going to be a guy who thinks he's fine?
No, I'm going to hang out the passenger side of my girlfriend's ride, trying to holler up women. That's what I'm going to
do. Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Look at that.
Hey, woman, wit woo. I'd have no idea how to come onto a woman.
How did you get me?
Drink. I literally plied you with alcohol for about 4 months. If you remember, at one point, I actually said to you, if we carry on like this, we're going to die.
I think you said, I'm going to die. Like, you meant you were going to die. I was fine.
But it wasn't fine.
10 years younger than you.
It doesn't matter.
I was about 22. I was all right. I'm still not at the age you were when we met.
God, and we've been together 8 years.
Yeah, I know. Can you believe that?
No. I can't. I refuse to believe it.
Yeah, I'm still younger than you are.
I hate this junction. It's just like, who's got right away?
I don't know why he's looking at me.
He's looking at you because you've got right away, evidently.
There we go. Okay, mate.
You're doing a left here, by the way. Always think about what he wants and just sit on his boo. Oh, no, I don't want no numbers. No, I don't want to give you mine. No, I don't want your yoghurt. No, I've got a lovely bit of pie. No. Scrub-a-dub-dub. See that building there? Northwest Radio Communications Limited.
Yes.
On the top of Low Hill in Liverpool.
Yes.
Poltergeist activity aplenty in there, apparently.
Oh, really?
I remember reading it somewhere once.
Why haven't we been in? Have you ever approached them? Or what was
no, called? I've never approached them. I get the feeling, and as soon as I full named it, I'm not going to say what I was about to say, but I get the feeling that they might not be forthcoming.
Right.
Should I just say that? but it is a very...
Is it still... Well, it's not a radio station, is it? What did they mean
by
radio?
No, radio communication. So, like, because in like.
Do you sell radios?
They sell like walkie talkies.
Right.
Walkie talkies, even
so
thing?
Radios, yes.
Is that what other people call radios?
No, a walkie talkie is just where, like, you've just got the thing for you and I. So we've got a matching pair, and I can get through to you, and you can get through to me, and that's the end of it. A radio is where it's actually a frequency. So technically, anyone on a radio can pick up like the frequency of it. You know what I mean?
So that's like where there's 80ers doing a job.
Yeah.
Doing a job.
So, like, the police will have actual radios, like, not walkie-talkies.
Oh, hark at the police.
Well, lots of people do.
They're doing the arena, actually, don't they?
Yes, they have actual radios.
They're like, Charlie, 1-2, Oscar 9.
This is an area we don't often come down.
I know this area relatively well, only through being on a bus. Yeah, the bus, before I drove, one of my many buses I used to take used to come down here.
Why?
This it goes to Hyde. It is. It's one of the ways to Hyde.
Pound Island? That's fun. Should we go back to Pound Island on the way home?
You don't get many of them to the pound, do you? Whee. They've got some lovely buildings around here, you know, like with plants growing out of the roof. I'm all for plants. No, you know, like the dead, they're so old that, like, nature
very
started.
Affluent area here. Yeah.
No, whereas, like, nature started to take over.
Yeah.
Dave the Triffids, exactly, Becker. Exactly, Dave the Triffids, yes.
To see him, because you mentioned Mackie's earlier being open. So Cheltenham got two, didn't it?
Cheltenham got two Mackies?
Yeah, Cheltenham got two Mackies. You know when they released that list of like 15 Mackies being reopened?
Oh, right, yeah.
Cheltenham, there was like two.
Really?
Yeah, and someone had put this meme up of like, well done. Hope you're happy with your sad little life, Cheltenham. You know, after that thing with the come dine with me thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the bad loser.
Yeah. Well done. I hope you're happy. What a sad little life, gentlemen. Hope you're pleased with yourself getting two. Well done.
That is funny. Yeah, I'm not fond of driving around this part of Liverpool.
You're not driving, I'm driving.
I know, yeah, but I'm feeling anxious watching you drive.
Very anxious person, aren't you? Should you tell us about that?
I came down, this is where I had to come that time. Sure. Remember when I tried to get into our own home where we live and the infrared buzzer thing, the key fob, stopped working?
Infrared.
Whatever it is infrared? It stopped working and I rung the letting agent and they went, oh yeah, the battery will have gone, you'll have to go to this place in Kensington to get a fix. I was like, what?
Really, like,
that's not acceptable. I'm at my home now. You're talking about another hour and a half out of my day.
Yeah, it was really, really unacceptable. And that was before you drove as well. Must be
yeah, horrible. It was horrible.
To get a bus.
I was absolutely livid. And now everybody knows. There are some pubs around here that I wouldn't set foot in if it was on fire.
I would go into every pub. Where's he got that shopping trolley from?
God knows.
I would go into every pub in this area.
Would you?
Yes. Nate, pick a pub here and I'll tell you that I'd go into it.
Well, that sounds like a fun game. Yeah. Oh, look, that's one of them restaurants. Yeah, that one there.
Yeah, I'd go into that.
You'd go into that?
I'd go into that.
Becca, you'd need a tetanus.
I'd go into that.
You'd need a tetanus and a stun gun or something. You may go into that, but you're not coming out of it. I'll tell you that much. Now, I'm not saying these are dodgy areas. But this is a dodgy area.
Well, then you are saying it's a dodgy area. They're nice big houses, though. Look at that. The size of that.
Kind of doesn't mean anything, does it, really? Christine was a lovely car, but she still was a lunatic and possessed. Stephen King. Christine. Okay. I'm not saying that I knew another car called Christine and she was a lunatic. I mean, everywhere looks nice in sunshine, though.
Yeah, that's true.
To give you an idea of just the sort of area that we're in, there's a giant Liverpool flag hanging out of a window.
Oh, and a picture of Mo Farah in the window.
Mo Farah?
No.
Mo Salah?
Yeah.
Fucking hell, back.
Yeah, mate.
That was a slip of the tongue. You can have that. Romulus?
Ooh. And Remus.
Yeah, I think there's a Remus around here. Anyway.
We're nearly here.
We're nearly here, so we best go. In fact, this is the third drop, isn't it?
Third drop, yeah.
Okay, so this is the end of this standard episode. Thank you for coming with us. Been a bit of a lazy one today because we've not really done that much talking. I do apologise. Who knows, maybe this will be the last bit of volunteering that we do. That I do, should I say.
That's the spirit.
Okay, guys. Well, if you're on our Patreon, which you can get at patreon.com/we need to talk about ghosts, as become standard on these Friday episodes, you can join us for our final drop. And if not, then you can join us on Sunday, where we will indeed talk about ghosts. Meantime and in between time, take care. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.